Welcome to Washington in Focus. I'm your host, Brett Davis, the Center Square's Washington State Editor. Joining me today is reporter Spencer Pauley. Now, I wanted to ask you, Spencer, if you're familiar with Joyce Kilmer's famous poem, Trees, with its memorable verse, "I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree." Are you familiar with that?
I can't say I am, unfortunately, Brett. I'm not too cultured in that respect.
Well, I wasn't trying to paint you as a cultural moron. I was using that as a jumping off point to a story you recently wrote about the Vancouver City Council unanimously approving what they call the Vancouver Urban Forestry Management Plan that seeks to provide a tree canopy of 28% by 2047. Mm-hmm. So can you give us some specifics on this plan, on how much it's going to cost and what it's supposed to achieve?
Sure. There's a lot to dig in here. Okay. This plan is hundreds of pages long, okay? So the main thing the city is trying to do here is reach this 28% goal by 2047.
What's the percentage of coverage now?
Currently, it is around 21% tree canopy coverage. Okay. And I believe that was found in 2021. Now, in order for them to reach this 20% goal, they're going to need to plant estimated 124,900 trees within the next 33 years.
That's a lot of trees.
Yeah. And, you know, in order to plant some trees, it's going to cost some money, you know, as I rub my fingers together. So
how much is it going to cost?
Well, there's a couple scenarios that the city will consider. One scenario, the city is spending $25 million in order to plant all of those trees that are needed. If 100% of those trees were planted through city contracts, it would cost $56.2 million through 2047. And there's also another scenario where the city of Vancouver leads 60% of planting costs for $15 million, or about $599,000 a year. The remaining 40% would come from city partners in private-led planting, which would cost at like $17.5 million over the next span of three decades.
So how are they going to decide which plan to go with?
Well, that's something they're going to have to consider after they've adopted this final plan, I suppose.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So
still in the works
here. Now, one thing I think we have to know is that these costs came way down in this draft plan. You know, I had to really dig in here to find this. And, you know, I can't just control F, look at cost, the dollar sign, which I usually do, but it was kind of difficult this time. So a lot of scrolling to find these costs. Now, one thing we should consider here is that this plan was drafted in part by the software company that the city uses to find these tree canopy coverage. So it could be some bias in there. We don't know. But one thing that the city says is that as the years progress, there might be some dips in tree canopy coverage, but ultimately they think they are on track to reach this goal. Now, at this Vancouver City Council meeting on Tuesday, Vancouver Mayor Pro Tem Ty Stober voiced his concerns not about the finances of this plan, but more about residents cutting down more trees than they're planting. He's also voiced concerns over the quality of the trees, you know, some being too short that it's not really covering anyone. You know, they're less than 6 feet tall. And, you know, also public utilities has to trim these trees sometimes because they need 10 feet of clearance around their power lines. So seems like the city's council is not quite looking at some of the finances more so, but there seems to be some flaws that they're pointing out here. You know, in the one instance where it's a 60-40 funding for this, you know, they're really going to have to rely on, you know, private-led planting. And, you know, we all have to hold hands and sing kumbaya as we plant these trees on private property. But
you should get a photo of that if it happens.
That'd be a good one, right?
Right.
Now, maybe this is a question you're leading to, Brett, but when I first started covering this earlier this month, this was an ordinance. And it was going to be discussed on last Tuesday, but also there was going to be a public hearing in November. So it was to my surprise when at this Tuesday meeting, the plan got approved. So I reached out to the city saying, what's going on here? Because if I look at this resolution, there says like there was a public hearing held in November. And, you know, mark this date, it's October 26th right here at the time of this recording. So I guess they planned this, you know, they went forward in time to have this public hearing. So I reached out to the city and got some clarity on this. It was a mistake, and that should have been fixed. This should not have been an ordinance. It should have been a resolution, which they changed to right before this and right after I first started reporting this tree plan. So what happens is changing it to a resolution means that, you know, there's an ordinance would affect other ordinances or laws, whereas a resolution does not. So because this is a resolution, there is no public hearing set. Now, this is interesting to me that, you know, we're not seeing a chance for, you know, Vancouver residents to talk about this. But
we're talking about a lot of money being spent.
Exactly. But I was directed to page 30 of the hundreds page plan here, in which there were two surveys mentioned at the beginning of this year, in which it included city staff members and external stakeholders. Now, this is a city that has an estimated 192,000 people within. And these two surveys collectively received 74 responses. And some of the things that were highlighted is that everyone's all in on planting more trees, and they believe that there needs to be more funding in order to do so. But other than that, I haven't seen much about, you know, maybe any concerns that were had regarding these 74 survey responses.
Now, maybe this is a dumb question. I'm not an expert or authority on tree canopies. What's the big advantage to expanding the tree canopies? I mean, it's basically just what areas that are, you know, shaded by trees, increasing that. Is that what?
Yeah. That's basically it. Is as Washington's seeing more warm summers lately, especially in, you know, seasons like during an El Nino year, we're going to see higher temperatures and whatnot. And you have to understand that Washington doesn't have, a lot of people don't have AC, but tree canopy.
I know I don't.
Me neither. But tree canopy coverage just kind of cools you down with shade. And I know I've covered this in the city of Seattle. They're looking to do the same thing. And city of Vancouver is doing that as well. Now, in this plan, you know, earlier in the plan, they really tout that the current tree canopy coverage of 21% provides $40 million in ecological benefits, whether that's stormwater drainage, you know, carbon emission reductions, what have you. But that's what they really stress, is that there is somehow $40 million that we are, you know, generating or saving through these trees. So I don't know.
We have to spend money to save money.
Something like that, right? But mind you, I still note that, you know, that estimation and this entire plan was made along with the software company that the city contracts for this tree canopy goal. So,
right. Well, that looks like maybe a positive spin on throwing shade, as it were. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
There you go.
All right. Thanks so much for keeping us in the loop, Spencer.
You're welcome.
Listeners can keep up with this story and more at thecentersquare.com. For Spencer Pauly, this is Brett Davis. Please subscribe and thanks for listening.